Come, Barani. Just follow me.
When you start, everyone's
following the first person. Here, my name is Hello. Hello.
What's happening
I
here?
I want to find my own way to the middle.
You can throw it
you
like
must,
that. I love that.
Yeah,
bridge,
to put your aspiration on the stone. Here, with a third.
Just have to climb over.
So Nassim is holding a basket with pebbles.
Can you explain?
In it
can you explain, please?
And stones. And what are we supposed to do?
And we are writing or drawing whatever you like, whatever we want, any word. And then we throw it in the middle of the labyrinth, which is a space for the pebbles.
Barani, come.
Barani, va.
Take it, pebble. Write whatever word you want. One.
Man here.
One for one. And then it looks like about 50 people are walking around.
It is really beautiful.
I'm following the madam.
Hi, Rainy, how are you?
Radio.
Oh, God, this is so beautiful.
All right, seeing you. Hello.
Hello again.
I love being here.
Not too hard, is it?
Happy Pongal.
Happy Pongal to you.
Such a long
time. Hey, there you are again. Hey, I'm catching up. You guys are slow.
Mental security. We have new creation.
Attempting just to escape.
I'm so ridiculous alone.
We're walking with you.
I had no idea.
I follow.
We are there, almost.
They're right.
You think you go far again, but...
Oh, finally.
We're getting there. Yeah. Don't give up, you're getting there.
No overtaking on the bench.
No, I haven't.
You sure you have? You're there.
Yeah, you're there.
Over the mulut, huh? They put mulut there, just so you can land in the mulut. Some people want to stay in the middle because it's so nice.
Oh, by the way, you can take a little leap
in
from
the middle. Exactly in the middle.
Yeah. You can take a whole leap here. Good idea.
Proper little hamster.
Okay, you can feel like
you guys want to
take a whole leap. I did. Yeah.
I went quickly. Did you realize what's happened here?
Tell me what happened here, Wes.
I just put my stone now in the pulley. Everybody have to do one more time the labyrinth.
I was thinking this was the way out.
Yeah, me too, but I will not do it because it's practically you have to do 2 kilometers now. It's so funny because we cross each one by line, no?
I think we have to. I think it's part of the Pongal ritual.
Yeah, probably. But me personally, I will wait a little bit. I will jump. Yeah, I will go out straight. Definition of the labyrinth is where you get lost.
No, this is official. There's a design. Brian Walton did the research, and if you email him, he'll tell you the significance of this labyrinth and what you're supposed to be meditating on. This is a big deal now. Everybody's doing. We have a neighbor who's done one in her backyard, and you choose your labyrinth for the spiritual meditation that you wish to achieve. So like in a town north of us, the church has done one, and you walk that labyrinth because you want to meditate on this or that.
All right.
So they're very calculated. There's nothing random about them.
So it's not just some place to go in and get lost and find the center.
Right. It's a meditative walk and there's a significance to each design, and there are many designs of labyrinths.
And would this be Celtic or something like that?
You know, I don't know enough about it, but it is from these other traditions. It's from the Christian tradition.
Yeah, yeah.
Or pagan.
And they were built at monasteries.
Oh.
Okay. You confirm that it's impossible to be lost here, in fact.
Oh, yeah, it's impossible to be lost. You're not supposed to be lost. You're supposed to find yourself.
It's what happened to me. It's true because I am here in the middle of this labyrinth. Hey, I have to say because I tried to jump in order to go faster, but suddenly I realized the sense to go back by the same way. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Jean.
Yeah,
thank you.
Look up the details.
I will.
You can just Google labyrinth.
I will.
And email Brian because I think they really did a research and they wanted a specific thing here.
Okay.
So he chose this pattern.
Okay.
He and Fanu.
Okay.
So
find out more information on this particular pattern from him.
Yeah.
Good.
Please.
Good. Thank you. Can you tell me what the story is about this tree, Paul?
No, as Francois said, Orison had found it in Pondicherry in a house that was being demolished, and they were going to cut it down. And so Francois took it upon himself to organize a team of people, which was helped by Selvin from Mathemandir, and they pruned the tree. They picked it up with a crane, put it on the back of a flatbed lorry, drove it out of Pondicherry on a Sunday morning, and we brought it here and planted it a year ago.
And is it growing?
Oh, it's perfectly well. You see in the bark's all green and the leaves, and it's flowered, and one by one all the branches sprouted new, and now they're all sprouted, so we're very happy.
What kind of tree is this?
Plumeria. Plumeria alba. Meaning?
Mother's name?
Psychological perfection.
Thank you very much. Has it flowered yet?
Yes. I don't know if there's one today. There was one a couple of days ago.
Oh, fantastic.
But all the, you know, this time, you see the buds are coming up there at the top.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.